And now the moment you've been waiting for. It's the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we're looking at the Star Wars, the Black Series, Titanium Series, die-cast metal helmets. I opened up one set of these a couple of weeks ago. I opened up the other set this morning, and I am ready to talk about them. I had a lot of questions about these, and so did you. We actually had questions coming into the website, and I am now able to give you answers to some of those questions. Each helmet set gives you two metal and plastic replica helmets, because for whatever reason, I assume safety and cost of construction, it would be difficult to make something completely metal. One set has Captain Phasma and a Stormtrooper from The Force Awakens. The other set has Poe Dameron's white helmet and Kylo Ren's black helmet. Each helmet has a clear display base, and it's kind of removable. I was able to get Poe's off the base, but the other ones are not easily removed. I think it might require a screwdriver. The clear plastic base has a Star Wars logo in the front, and you can slide the helmet forward and backward. It rotates, and in Poe's case, the clear yellow visor goes up and down. It has a fair amount of weathering, which is really interesting because you have this really shiny, glossy metal thing. It's heavy. It looks cool. Actually, Poe's is probably more metal than the other ones by volume. The little communicator thing and the visor are plastic. There are some interior parts that are seemingly plastic. I could be wrong about that. And, rotates nicely. It's got a lot of great markings on it in the back. Oh, I didn't even notice this before. There's this really cool vent thing on the back that looks like it's either a speaker or an old PC controller port. There's some Aribesh stuff on the back and the side. It's got a Resistance logo. Looks good. It's just kind of funny that it's so glossy, but it has dirt and weathering that's also glossy, but it still looks great, and it feels good because it's heavy in your hand. It's just amusing. Kylo Ren, his helmet's pretty much perfect. The eyes and mouth are plastic. The rest of the helmet is metal, and it feels nice and heavy, and it looks really good. Since the colors match, you're probably not going to notice much of a discrepancy between the materials. It's dented, it's beat up, there's markings, there's scuffs, and I gotta say, I'm a lot more convinced by these scuffs than I am by some of the other ones. The helmet pivots on the stand nicely. I don't think there's any way I'm gonna remove this thing without taking it apart. The interior of the helmet is designed so it fits on the stand, so even though both of these helmets are roughly the same size as a 1/6 scale action figure, that's about a 12-inch action figure, it's not going to fit on their head without heavy customization. You're either going to have to tear off a part of the guy's head, or you're going to have to drill out part of the helmet. It's not designed to be actually put on anything other than the display stand. And it does a good job of looking good on the display stand. It's got that silver around the eyes. It's got the black visor. There might be a detail I'm missing, but I've only seen the movie twice, believe it or not. And I don't know what those things are yet as far as details. But the scuffs and scrapes all look really, really good. And it looks like what I remember seeing on the big screen, which means a lot to me. As long as my memory's, satisfied, what else do you need? The Stormtrooper, similarly, the face portion, the front part, is plastic. The back of the helmet is metal. And you can barely tell that there's a difference in materials. It's just, at first glance, you probably wouldn't even notice. But after having it in my hand, I can tell there's a definite temperature difference because the top of the helmet is very cold and the front of the helmet is not. The interior is black, the exterior is white. He's got a little silver thing painted on the front, and the texture is really, really good. You can see kind of like a mesh on the mouth area. Got the little vents around the cheeks. There's even some things on the top of the helmet, which I don't think I noticed on the action figure. And I've got one right here, so I'm going to look at it. I have my Black Series Finn Stormtrooper, which has those details, but they're not nearly as detailed. So they toned some stuff down on the action figures and really brought it to life on the die-cast metal one. It's another reason to get it. It's not coming off a stand either. I don't think without surgery it's going to be removed. So fair warning there. Yeah, it's not going to fit on an action figure head anyway due to the interior, but it looks just like a Stormtrooper helmet from the movie, and it's a great little collectible for your desk. And rounding out the set is Captain Phasma. It's not mirrored, but it's metallic and glossy, if that makes sense. The figure's helmet looks good, but the diecast metal helmet looks better. It's got a lot of the same detailing as the Stormtrooper helmet. The mouth, the cheeks have these little spots that are really great. There's lines on the top of the helmet. And again, it's glossy, shiny, and new, but also has printed battle damage and dirt and scuffs on it. So it's a weird contrast in how it looks, because depending on how close you are to it or how good your eyes are, it's perfect. If you get really, really close, though, it starts to look kind of funky in the sense that it's a perfectly clean, new manufactured thing with scuffing, which is just all, battle damage is inherently a funny thing because nobody wants anything but a mint condition collectible. But with some of these things, the best thing to do would probably be to get it and then drag it in their gravel for a little bit and mark it up pretty good. But I don't want to do that because I can't. I will not change a toy from its factory condition if I can help it. And it's a great looking helmet with a black plastic interior. I don't think there's any way to get this stand off. So it looks great on your desk. And again, it's about the size of a golf ball, perfect for 1/6 scale action figures. As far as keeping it nearby, it won't actually fit the 1/6 scale action figure unless you're a good customizer. So, would I recommend you buy this? Yes, I think I would. But with a couple of warnings, this is going to be a great thing unto itself. And they're sized about right with your titanium vehicles. If you have a display stand for those, these would fit quite nicely. By display stand, I mean like a tiered riser or a shelf, not the actual stands that come with those ships. The detail's really good. I would say that as Hasbro's attempts to manufacture a collectible line go, this is one of the better ones. I think it's unfortunate they had to go with Black Series on the package yet again, just because it's not conducive to eBay and searching online. And when price guides are written, it's going to get confusing, if they ever do that anymore. I mean, that's kind of a last-generation thing, so maybe it's not a real concern. But I'd love to see a different name applied to these, because they're great. And, you know, they deserve to be their own thing instead of a vestigial organ of the super popular 6-inch action figure line, which I hope all of you are collecting, because it is really nice. So if you can get a Captain Phasma helmet and a Stormtrooper helmet, I think you're going to like them a lot. The Poe helmet's really nice, and the Kylo Ren helmet is also very good, but Kylo Ren's helmet is hard to get wrong. But the level of detail here is better than I've seen on a lot of other Hasbro products, so I would nudge you toward getting one of these. I hope they do more from the original trilogy as time goes on. Back in the day, in the 90s, Riddell had this gorgeous little line of miniature scaled helmet. C-3PO could actually light up. There was an X-Wing pilot Luke. It's just stunning. They were eventually dumped at KB Toys for, I think, less than half price. And they were sold all kinds of places, and they were really, really good. But people just didn't bite. And there was an attempt to revive those at Master Replicas. We got a couple of new ones, but it just didn't take. Scaled helmet replicas are very, very nice. I just wish they had more momentum with fans. So this could be a line that's only around for a couple of years or a couple of waves. I really don't know yet. And Hasbro's playing everything really close to the vest now. Maybe it's Disney. I don't know. So if you like the idea of the little helmets, rest assured that you probably won't have to get a very big collection of them. Enjoy them while they last, like anything else in life. No toy line lasts forever, although some are starting to look like they might. And you would be well served to have a half dozen or dozen of these little guys on a shelf or on your desk. I think they're really cool. And I would be very happy to see Darth Vader, Luke's helmet, C-3PO's head, if they can work it out, would be great. But we'll see what they do. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. While you wait for our next episode, why not go to our website? We have thousands of items on sale, and I mean that. The Funko sale has 1,400 items on it as of yesterday. Who knows what it'll have today? And they're buy one, get one 40% off. We have daily deals, and we have an extraordinary amount of collectibles from all over the world on sale right now, so check those out. Check us out at and Earth on Twitter. Check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com for our news blog. And if you have any questions, have any comments or concerns, go to our website and leave a message. Or call us. Or send us an email. We're pretty good about getting back to you. We're certainly asking around for the answers. Hopefully we can get you correct answers. That's the important part. We're like the Snapple lady, or something that isn't a dated reference. See you next time, everybody.